again, made an announcement this morning. It's been announced since yesterday when all this started to break here at the radio station. Immediately hit the press as expected because she's a big deal. Let me just go ahead and play you what we talked about earlier, and we're still taking a lot of phone calls here this morning, and we'll continue to do that. But this is how we talked about it at about 6:15 this morning. Well, if you've been listening for a very long time this morning, if you got up with us and maybe heard some things that we normally do that we didn't, and we're playing a lot of music this morning, we're not going to be doing the normal stuff here today. Because, totally honestly here, it's been a very emotional 24 hours around here, and I'll fill you in case you're like, what the heck is going on here? You may not have seen the TV reports. It's been in the newspaper and been pretty widely reported pretty quickly yesterday. Yesterday, it was announced to the entire radio station staff that some changes are being made as we head into 2010. And one of those changes is that Erika Lee will no longer be with us in the mornings here at Mix 105.1. Her last day on the air here was yesterday. And I'm not kidding. It's been 19 years, which is a long time for anybody at any job. Mm-hmm. But in radio, it's almost unheard of. Not many people can say that they've spent 19 years successfully at one radio station. Erika and I originally, I don't know if you were here around then, but we were an arranged marriage. We'd never even heard of each other until I think it was like a day or two before we went on the air. And that was all the way back in 1991. And I've spent more time with Erika Lee in the past two decades than I have with any other person on the planet. And that includes my own family. I've known her longer than I've known my daughter. Yeah. And she's getting ready to go to college. So for me, this, needless to say, is the toughest couple of days that I can remember. And it's just... my apologies to anybody who has actually been hit by a truck, because that's exactly how I feel today. We would joke about it. We would kind of, you know, we knew this wasn't always going to be here. We knew the Scott and Erika show wasn't going to last forever, but I guess you can never really predict, especially in the radio business that we love, how things will eventually play out. And this is how it's played out here as of yesterday. It seems very surreal, and it's really, it's hard to let it sink in. You wish you could just kind of ignore it and go the other way, and then everything's, you know, 24 hours earlier. But it's not, again, the business is what the business is. And before this job, each of us, Jay and Erika and I, have had one of those can you come to my office moving in a different direction meetings that she had yesterday. And it's not exclusive to radio. Maybe you've had one of those too, especially in the last couple of years. I think a lot of people have had those. We're going in a different direction meetings. And when it happened to all of us last time, it was right before we all landed here at Mix. And so as those doors were shutting, this huge window opened here at this greatest job we've ever had. And if there's anything that can make us feel a little better this morning, and we're searching for it, is that there's nobody who has a better sense of who she is or is better prepared to handle this kind of bump in the road. Nobody's better than that than Erika Lee. And it's, I mean, we talk to celebrities. We do a lot of stuff around here. I don't get stressed out. But right. I'll tell you what, this is a strange thing to be having this talk with you this morning. I've heard other radio hosts that have been in this position to have to have a kind of a sit-down chat with their listeners, very recently, actually, to address their own changes. And despite what you might think, we always, always feel for the ones who have left and the ones who are left, no matter which station this happens to. We're all kind of in the same club. And as you might guess, we're getting a lot of phone calls here this morning. Their phones are ringing off the hook. And we'll be taking those calls. We'll continue to chat with you off the air, maybe a little on the air, too, and try to answer as many emails as we can today, too. We had a ton of those. And please don't get frustrated if I simply don't have a lot of nitty-gritty details or any juicy gossip or any big boom that happened. Our friendship is with Erika is as strong as it ever has been. And we were in close contact a couple of times yesterday, actually. And we're actually going to have a very belated, almost a year late birthday lunch for her with a lot of staff members next week. So that's all good. So Jay and I and Dana and Bobby and the rest of the Mix Air staff, we really appreciate everybody who's reached out to us over the last day, and especially reached out to Erica since yesterday. Your support has been very amazing. We really do appreciate it. Kind of all going through this together. And we'll transition. Monday, Dana has offered to sit in, keep us in line. And for now, we'll get back to the phones this morning. We're going to be skipping some things that you normally hear for this morning. And then next week, we start to head in a little bit different direction, right, which is kind of what they told her that we were going to do. So we really do appreciate the contact that you've made and the outpouring of support for Erica. It's all about her today. So, again, thank you very much for your loyalty over the years. And we'll continue to do our best here. And, again, we'll be thinking about Erica today and playing a lot of good music. Sorry, I played you a recording of what I did earlier, but I just didn't want to explain it all over again. It's 8:23. Good morning. Here we go. We're going to check.